Hello, my nerdy friends. My name is Neff, and this is your daily Nerd Devo. Okay, guys, this is my last day of catching you up on what went down at DC Fandom. We got a lot to cover and not a lot of time, so let's hit some quick points. Beloved sub-publisher Milestone Comics is set to return, including a Static Shock movie, maybe? Ooh, goodness, I hope so. He's one of my favorites. Shazam 2's title is officially Shazam Fury of the Gods, and it features the comedian Sinbad in it, so I guess that's pretty cool. Gotham Knights is a new game based around the Bat family, set after the death of Batman himself. You play as Nightwing, Batgirl, Red Hood, and Robin. I think I even saw some Red Robin in the gameplay trailer, which is pretty awesome. The main villains look to be none other than the underground secret society, the Court of Owls. Oh, and did I mention it has a multiplayer mode? The Snyder Cut looked awesome. I am so ready to sit through a 4-hour version of a movie I slept through one time at a movie theater. True story. But I also have a Justice League movie poster above my bed, so those kind of offset each other. Anyway, the biggest thing to come out of DC Fandom, in many people's opinion, was the final reveal of the show. A first look trailer for the upcoming movie, The Batman. It blew fans' minds. It was dark, intriguing, and dripping with atmosphere. This is especially impressive considering they only have about 25 to 30% of the movie actually filmed. The movie is about Batman in his second year, trying to find the Riddler and end his streak of terror. The trailer had some great moments, but the one that most fans seem to enjoy the most is when a thug asks Batman, who in the world is he supposed to be? And he lunges at Batman, who then proceeds to swiftly and brutally take this guy down and answers the question with, I'm vengeance. Now, Batman is a great character, and that scene was bad to the bone. But I think his idea of vengeance differs from ours. I think he's got it all wrong. It's not our place to exact vengeance. In the Bible, Jesus says in Matthew chapter 5 that if someone slaps you in the face, don't seek vengeance, but offer him up your other cheek. Now, this is easier said than done, of course. I mean, someone slaps you in the face, you automatically want some retribution. But Jesus teaches us about a radical new way of looking at things through the humble lens of forgiveness. Now, that being said, also know that God, more so than even Batman, is vengeance. In Romans 12:19, it says, Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, Vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. God is ready to lay the smack down when needed, but that's just not our place. Now, this doesn't mean we should stand around while injustice happens around us. Help out, protect those who need it. But leave the striking back to God. I'm just saying, if God was looking for the Riddler, it'd be done pretty quick. He's kind of a pro at vengeance by now. So, don't be vengeance, be forgiveness. Know that God brings his own vengeance and that retribution and restitution will be paid. Because he is vengeance. He is the light. He is Jesus. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, please hit the subscribe button and join our Facebook group, the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Neff for your Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, be blessed and always be a blessing.